The question was asked in a marriage where one finds that one's spouse is very particular about the way the dishes are stacked, the way the clothing are folded, the way the floor is washed. They're perfectionist in many, many things. Is it legitimate to tell the spouse after one has folded the laundry, but not exactly the way the spouse would like, or done the dishes and stacked them in a way that's not exactly the way the spouse would like? Is it legitimate to tell them, chill out, I'm quoting, at the end of the day, the dishes are washed, the clothing are folded. So I think that we have to take a step back and analyze what's really going on here. Meaning, she has a preference, and it's a very strong preference, and he's coming from a practical perspective, from his perspective, which says, I did it my way, so respect it, it's good enough. So what's her response? Let's paraphrase. No, do it my way. It's not good enough your way. So he's coming and using a term called chill out to say, accept my way, because my way is good enough. And I can explain to you why my way is good enough, because it works. You know, the clothing are there. They're not all over the floor. They're not in the basket. And she says, no, do it my way, because I like things looking very neat, and that's the way I want it done. So if we just rephrase it, see, what happens very often in an argument is that we use a term that sounds as though we're 100% legitimate. So if you use the term chill out, what you're basically saying is, you're overworked over something. This is not fair. You have no legitimacy given to my way of doing it. And what she's saying is, no, you chill in. I have the way I want it done, and why can't you just do it my way? And if you can't do it my way, so why do I have to change? Why do I have to, quote-unquote, chill out? This is what works for me. This is what I like. You're saying change. So I'll say change. You know, it's much easier for you to change the way you fold your laundry than me to change my way of chilling. I'm not a chilled-out person. I need it the other way. It's easier to change the way you fold your laundry than for me to change my personality. So what you're really saying is, hey, chill out in life. Change your personality. Oh, wait a second. You're going to tell me what type of personality I should have? You married me. This is how I am. You understand? I'm saying there's a game going on here by saying chill out. It's as though I'm 100% legitimate because I say chill out. Oh, yes, that's my way of working. So does that make it legitimate? Her way of working is different. So
you're saying that by use of the word chill, it's like becomes a semantics battle. That's code word for like a bigger fight.
You don't think so?
No.
No, you don't think so?
I think so. So you're asking.
I'm asking. Don't you think that's what's really going on here?
The way I use the word no.
I understand that's not what you meant.
That's the issue.
I'm saying that's not what you meant. But let's say she answers you, chill in.
Ask her how.
Fold it the way I asked you to. Why can't you just do something so simple? Why can't you just stack the dishes the way I want?
Do it the right way.
Right, do it the right way. Right.
Chill in. I don't know, Rob. It just sounds ridiculous to me. Like, if you do the laundry and you put as much soap in as you need to and you clean it, and you're doing the time and you're...
My way.
You said that. I'm like, completely beset.
My way.
Right. Low A way. Right. The work gets done. Like we can move on in life. It's okay.
All right. When you fold a shirt, do you put the right sleeve in first or the left sleeve?
No, I fold it in half first.
It doesn't work that way.
I fold it vertically. It doesn't work.
Okay. I'm saying that what you're really saying is my way works.
Yes.
Right.
But
okay.
Any way works.
That's
your
a big
works.
Argument.
My way works.
Right. So do my way.
Other person's way works too.
Fine. So she'll say, do my way.
If you get the shirts into the drawer and they're clean, then it's...
No, that's not the point. That's your point. That's your way. Right. Your way. Her way is, no, the shirts have to be a certain way. When I open the closet, I should feel nice. I look at the shirts folded nicely. I look at the undershirts folded nicely. I put in all the work. I might as well get a nice feeling when I open the closet.
And if there's no big deal, why don't you do it her way?
What is that? It's an issue of it being...